Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Our guest this time is Tony Yang, and we're here at the Restaurant and Food Service Show at the Javits Center for the fourth or fifth year, I guess, we've been coming to this show. There are always a lot of vendors that come here representing China, Taiwan, other places in Asia. And this year is no different, even though there are some travel restrictions for some people. But nevertheless, Tony, welcome. You have a really neat product. I'm going to tell the listeners that you have a product that looks like soda straws, drinking straws, as well as knives and forks and spoons that look just like the regular plastic ware we've been using for years. But it's not. It's totally different. So tell us a little bit about your about the concept and your product.
Hi, it's my pleasure to talk with everybody. And actually, our philosophy is use the waste to be products. So everybody knows sugar from sugarcane. And actually, when they make sugar, there are a lot of sugarcane fiber, which is the waste. So we use the waste. We collect these sugarcane fiber and make the raw material and use this raw material to make sugarcane straw, the tablewares, and the lids of coffee cup. So, yeah, our main idea is to use the agriculture waste. So, like, you know, coffee, after you drink coffee, there are the coffee grounds as the waste. We can also use this kind of waste to be coffee straw or coffee lids. Yeah, that's our special. Yeah, and I'll take it.
That's your philosophy.
Yeah.
We, here in the New York area, recently turned the page on our calendar and no longer use plastic bags in stores. A number of apartment buildings, including mine and the city, have very aggressive composting plans. So this kind of fits right into that, doesn't it?
Yeah, thank you. Actually, in Taiwan, we cannot no longer use a plastic straw. So I think it's a good step for everybody in New York, because once we think about bending the plastic bag, then next up maybe bending the plastic straw. The reason why we think about straw is power, because some kind of plastic can be recycled and reused, because straw is too light. So if the wind is coming, the straw will fly to the ocean. So straw is hard to be recycled and collect. So there must be some solutions for this issue. So our straws, there's no plastic inside, which means if you put under the soil, take a few months or a few years, will be disappeared back to the ground. So I think it's a good step for New York City.
How durable are the things? Are they just as durable as plasticware, or more so, or less? What's the half-life of these things?
Actually, if you use our straw to drink coffee, you can drink a whole day. And our straw shelf life is 1 year. After 1 year, it will be easier to be break, but it's fine because 1 year should be long enough.
Are they are the items? I see straws and spoons and knives. Are they washable? They're durable, just like any other product.
Oh, actually, if you want, you can wash it and reuse it for several times. Like me, I use one straw maybe for 1 week, because personally it's fine. But I share with you, it's not really a good idea. Yeah. So think about the environment. Actually, you can use it several times.
Yeah. Where do you get your natural products from? Are they just locally grown in Taiwan, or is it imported from places that have an excess of a sugarcane stock?
Actually, when we think about agricultural waste, the best way is close to the waste area, which means in Taiwan, we still have a sugar company. They make sugar once a year. And so a lot of time we will be quite busy, so we need to collect the waste and do some treatment. So all the waste is from local. The coffee grounds is from the local coffee shops. In the middle of Taiwan, there are a lot of bamboo stuff, bamboo products, and we collect a lot of bamboo fiber from those companies and factories. So the good way is we close to the waste sprayer, so we use this waste to be products.
Now, are you here at the show this year to promote the concept of this, or is it a specific company, and is the technology shared among multiple companies?
Oh, okay. So now we are looking for the customers. We try to sell the final product, but it's a good idea. Actually, if we our technique is mature now, we can transfer this kind of technique to another country, but we need time because it's a new technique. But by this way, I think every country can solve and reduce their agricultural waste, because it's not just Taiwan have the problem of the agricultural waste. I believe in America, they also have some waste, and we can do something for this country.
Is there any, I'm just thinking here off the top of my head, is there any regulation regarding using of organic materials for creating products that will be used in human consumption?
Yeah, that's true. Actually, the reason why we choose sugar, cane fiber, and coffee grounds, because most of our products will touch the mouth. So once they use sugarcane to make sugar, it's for sure the sugarcane will be healthy. So we don't need to worry about is there something bad inside. And for sure, for the coffee grounds is the same reason. So that's the reason why we choose sugarcane fiber and coffee grounds.
I know within the past year or two, the using of plastic straws has gotten very unpopular for humane reasons, because of what it can do to animals and in the sea as well. I presume your products dissolve at some point in the ocean, as well as what happens when you put them under the ground, right?
Yeah. Actually, some of our products, we already passed the certification of compostable, which means it can be compost in a certain environment. But the marine compost, we haven't get it yet, but actually nobody get it. Yeah, it's not easy. But it's a good target we should meet, because marine is most of the area of the Earth is marine. So we need to face this situation. So definitely we will try to make something which can be marine compostable.
I see at the show today you have mostly drinking straws, as well as some knives and forks. Is there a complete line of products? Is there plates and cups and other things that come along with this product line?
Actually, this time we only bring straws and cutteries and lids. And we are trying to develop more kind of products to meet the market. Because I know in the future, maybe we need the cups and also stirrers. Yeah, we are still trying to figure out how to make it. But yeah, we need time.
You'll get there someday.
Yes,
well, I know in Taiwan, the night markets are very popular, and people love to walk around and carry the food with them. So having a product like this is not only safe, but it's also very convenient.
Yeah, that's true. And actually, there are some famous Taiwanese tea shops like Gongcha. They have been use our straw since last year. And they love it because this kind of product shows this brand, they are really thinking about the environment. So it's good for branding. Yeah, so also for Taiwan, the night market, I hope someday they can use our straws. Yeah.
Well, it's been great talking with you. Nice running into you here at the restaurant show again this year. Our guest this week has been Tony Yang. He's here telling us all about the wonderful line of products that they have, particularly drinking straws and cups and knives and forks that are made from the remnants of sugar cane. So they're getting everything they can out of those sweet plants that we grew up in the South and chewed on as a kid.
Yeah. Thank you. And welcome to visit us if you have time. Thank you.
Next time I'm in Taiwan, I'll be knocking on your door.
Sure. Please come. Thank you.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.